And welcome to the Success Circle call. Again, this is Lisa Minini, president of Accelerate Associates, and I want to welcome all the new members on the Success Circle, as well as the oldies but goodies that have been members. I'm so delighted that you're here today, and each month you have an opportunity to get your questions answered about growing your business with less effort on purpose through the Success Circle calls and the Q&A calls. So I would encourage you to use these services. Any questions that you have about your business, or as you walk through, or work through rather, the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you can get those questions answered here. And remember, you also have access to the laser coaching calls. So if you want to schedule that, we also announce the laser coaching sessions as well. Before we get started and the questions that have been submitted today, I want to let you know about some upcoming events that are happening the week of June 21st. In fact, this is one of the questions that somebody submitted, kind of asking, you know, what's this Entrepreneurial Edge, the self-study program that you have come out? It's the Entrepreneurial Edge system. It literally walks people through in March through how to get really clear on your business. And in March I held the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive, and we put a fantastic program together from footage at this event, and along with other bonuses. And I took a room full of entrepreneurs step by step through creating a successful business, and complete with templates, how to draw more clients more quickly, get clear on your niche, understand your hardwiring, your buyer types, where they hang out, just how to get really laser focused, how to create passive and leveraged income, your unique marketing mix, permission-based marketing, lead generation systems, and many more systems, and helping your clients self-select and pre-qualify into your programs and services. So the self-study program is very similar, and you can do it in the comfort of your own home if you want, or own office, and it literally walks you through how to get really, really clear in your business and your marketing, your mindset, and three main areas of the Entrepreneurial Edge system. So that's going to be out the week of June 21st. So that's coming up pretty soon. Also, I want to invite all the Success Circle members to come on and register for a free teleseminar that I'm holding on July 14th. That's July 14th. And it's called Get All the Clients You Need Automatically, the 7 Amazingly Simple Must-Have Strategies to Continuously Fill Your Pipeline. So I'm going to give you even more information on that. And you just simply go to http://tinyurl.com/getmeclientsnow. So that's http://tinyurl.com/getmeclientsnow. And you can register there for the free teleseminar. And as all of you are registered for the Accelerator e-zine, we'll be announcing that on Thursday. We haven't scheduled some dates, but I want to let the firm dates for these events, but I want to let the Success Circle members know ahead of time, so you guys are in the know, that we're scheduling a webinar called Continuous Clients and Cash: How to Create a Lead Generation Machine that Converts Your Prospects to Clients Effortlessly. That is literally going to walk you through how to create a lead generation. Now, even though we've given the templates out at the 3-day intensive, and it's also going to be part of the self-study program, we also know that some of you just want to be walked through it step by step. So in September, we are going to be holding that webinar, and we're going to show you exactly where to go, how to set it up. We're going to go through your keyword phrases, what's best for your business, and even on a shoestring budget, okay? So even though some of you are on a shoestring budget, we're still going to be able to show you all of these things and how to implement them, so and show you all the low to no cost ways to do that. So that's going to be in September. We haven't confirmed the date for that. And then we also got one for October, another webinar, Creating Your Social Media Edge, where we're going to show you the strategies, how to strategize, systemize, and optimize your social media presence. So a lot of people, what I'm hearing is that you're a little confused about how social media might fit into your business. Well, I'm going to be holding a webinar in October about that. So those are the upcoming events that I wanted to let you know about. And we've got a lot of questions that came in today. And there's a lot of questions that do come in. And I encourage you again that if you have any questions that you want answered, just simply submit them to info@accelerateassociates.com. And let them know, let me know. Ellen, my assistant, will categorize them and make sure that I have them for this call. But, you know, feel free to submit them and we'll answer them. And it's good to do it ahead of time so that we can prepare and get your questions answered. One of the questions that came in is, it says, I'm just getting started in a new business, and I sent out a bunch of emails using the CC section of the email, and I understand now this is not the best way. So how do I send emails? You know, this is a great question, and I see this happen a lot to people that are just getting started in business, is they want to start keeping in touch and starting a list, and it's important to start a list to stay in touch with your preferred clients. But there's a couple of key mistakes that new entrepreneurs make. Number one, they do try to use that CC section of their emails, and then everybody shows up on that section. Well, there's a lot of people who want to keep their emails very private, and they don't appreciate when their email is, you know, in with all these other people's emails and they can see them. That's number one. And so it's really good to set up your systems, which I'll talk about in just a second, where they can't see other people's emails. And then some people try to BCC and put their lists in the BCC section. That doesn't work either, because if you're sending out emails, it'll get spammed. And you don't want to be on a list where people are blacklisting you and it's going into their folder. So it's really not the best approach for your business, even if you're just starting out. One of the key things to remember are there are resources that will help you send out a branded email to your list. Now, if you're just starting out, you can start with something like Constant Contact. I don't necessarily recommend this, but you know, it's free for a certain amount until you get your list built up. But I really recommend that people go with AWeber, and the links are on my website at accelerateassociates.com on the resources page. So you can go and it's relatively, if you have a small list, it's relatively inexpensive, maybe $20 a month, but it provides some branding for you, and it's more of a smarter way to go when you're getting started, because it's a double opt-in, and what that means is people are added to your list, and they've given their permission to receive information from you. One of the things that one of the mistakes new entrepreneurs make is they try to add people to their list who aren't necessarily preferred their preferred customers. So I saw this discussion on one of the social online sites. You know, if you met somebody, should you add them to your list to receive your easing? I would say no. Because not unless they requested it, and you can say, hey, you can sign up for my tips and techniques, and I share this every week, and this is the value that it provides. But if they don't sign up, then they may not be your preferred customer, and it's It's better to have a list of people that want to receive your information. An integrated system is Kickstart Card. Again, that link is on my website. And, you know, there's other ones like on Letterhead, and there's different ones that provide similar services. But again, if you're interested in growing your business, I recommend more of an integrated system like you would get in Kickstart Card, which gives you much more functionality to work with your list. Okay. The other question that came in is, how do I stay motivated? I feel really scattered, not focused. There was a couple of questions that came in saying people, you know, felt that they were losing faith, running in many different directions, but not accomplishing a lot. Excuse me, there were a lot of themes happening that were very similar. In my experience, what I have found is that there's, especially with solopreneurs, that you hear a lot of discussion about revenues and profits. Excuse me. One thing you don't hear a lot about is is really finding purpose. And a lot of times there is a disconnect with small business owners and solopreneurs in making the connection between who they are and how they deliver who they are and what's special about them, and making that connection with how their purpose gets demonstrated in the service that they provide others. And a good deal of advertising goes into finding your purpose, you know, buy this car, you know, get this education. Well, all of those things, you know, wear this type of clothing, and, you know, you'll live a more purposeful life. And unfortunately, those are very external things, external filters. Now, really understanding who you are, what I call your inner entrepreneur, is important because it affects every portion of your business, including the financial piece. When I was getting started in business, I really wanted to have a practice that was in alignment with who I was, and that was really, it was a journey. But I really couldn't put my finger on it. The only thing that I knew early on was that I felt disorganized. I felt a disconnect. I felt confusion. And so the solopreneurs out there who are feeling that way, there may be a misalignment someplace in your business, and it's important to get really clear on that. Why? Because understanding your purpose, your mission, your hardwiring. If you don't understand how that all works, you're going to engage in default behavior, right? And so you're going to try to, you might even push marketing. You might, which is really outdated in today's marketplace. You're going to try to, you're not going to be focused on your preferred client. And so understanding and mastering your inner entrepreneur is really often sort of this overlooked thing that some entrepreneurs don't spend enough time developing. And so they end up defaulting. Now, many people also were influenced by the industrial age, and so this had influences on how they built their business. So I recommend that you really understand that purpose, that mission, that vision, and get really clear if you're feeling that way, if you're feeling that disconnect. And here's why. A lot of people do try this this push marketing, and people really want to get to know you and connect with you and your story. And you have to differentiate yourself among all the messages that your preferred clients are receiving each day. because they want to do business with you. They're looking for you as the solution, but you also have to stand out as that unique person who can give them what it is that they are asking for. You're the solution to their problem. But they'll connect with you through your connection story, and that is going to be part of all your overall marketing, lead generation pages, and it's important to understand that connection story. One gentleman who also spoke, he was not understanding just how important it was for him not only to understand his purpose, but his mission. And he was kind of getting that all more clarity under that. But the one thing that he was missing was his connection story. And he told me, his financials in closing a room and being able to close a certain amount of products and have people that were at his speaking engagements, he said, you know, it was dismal. I had zero sales. I've never had zero sales. I says, well, tell me about how you're bringing them through, you know, what you're sharing with them. And one thing he was missing was that connection story. And you can only get your connection story if you really understand what emotionally connects with other people. And you understand it yourself and reveal that. And he did. At the next time that we spoke, he revealed his connection story, connected much more with the audience. He developed that relationship with them. He developed that trust by sharing a piece of about him. And he said, you know, I closed almost $4,000 in the room that night. And so when you understand all these pieces, they all work together, especially in marketing your business and helping you as a solopreneur become very clear and laser focused in your business. The other piece of that too is understanding who your preferred client is. A lot of people will still try to go after, try to be everything to everybody and not really hone in on their preferred client. Now, when you understand, you know, the kind of business you want, your purpose, your mission, your vision, and the direction that you're going and how that all aligns together, as well as your preferred client profile, your plans become much more clear. So all of that feeds into one another, and all of it collectively is mastering your inner entrepreneur. So if any one of those pieces are not in alignment, you're going to feel that disconnect. So it's important as one of the tools to work through that preferred client profile, become very laser focused on who your clients are and who you're going after, the market you're targeting, so that you can create your business blueprint that's in alignment with that, where they hang out, the blogs they read, the magazines they read. And if you don't quite know, and you already do have a list, look at that list. Find out, when do they buy from you? When are, you know, and find out the demographics on that list. And find out what they read. And if you don't know, again, ask them. One of the other questions that came in was, how do I outsource and manage the projects? They're also asking for different resources, including where can I find a writer who has written and produced white papers. Okay, first of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows about the resources in the Success Circle site. When you log into the site, you're going to see a section called the Resources Rolodex. In the Resources Rolodex, there are a bunch of resources there. There's also a document in the Resources Rolodex called Resources Rolodex Additional Resources. So in there, we just added that, as a matter of fact, and we're going to be adding to it as people ask for additional resources. So we've already collected copywriters. You can find in there website designers. We're going to be adding a videographer. And these are people that I've either used or the Success Circle members have used. And so we're going to be adding more to that on a regular basis. So you can get that now on the Success Circle site. The second thing that I want to encourage you to use is also connect with the Success Circle members and ask them through the discussion forum. If you're looking for somebody specifically, then ask on the discussion forum and make sure to use that as a resource for yourself. The other question was, how do I better outsource my business? Recently, this is a great question because I recently wrote a blog and an article about this, about outsourcing to really rev up your profits in your business. The first thing that I hear is how do I outsource when I'm just getting started, because it seems really overwhelming. Well, first, what you want to do is make a list of all any non-revenue generating activities. And then you can assign sort of an estimated time that it takes to complete each task. And if you're doing it yourself, you have a pretty good idea right now of how much time it does take to complete each task. When you identify how many of those tasks, perhaps you can complete, you know, one task takes an hour or 15 minutes. Think about how many of those tasks can be included in just 1 hour or maybe a half an hour. Then what you want to do is cluster some of those tasks and see what those can be delegated perhaps to a virtual assistant. Again, we've put some virtual assistant suggestions in the resources Rolodex. And so what you can see is by the end of the month, even each week, you can save yourself an hour each week, or, you know, 4 hours a month by not doing those. And instead doing marketing or other work that's more revenue generating for your business. Secondly, you also want to identify all your resources that you have available. There are so many resources that for entrepreneurs that are a lot closer than many people think. They just don't look at all the resources that are available. So it could include maybe your local community college, your college of intern, a place of worship. You know, there's a lot of people that are in career transition that want to have this stopgap in their resume, and they're willing to, you know, pick up a little bit of cash on the side and help out, you know, a budding entrepreneur, especially if it's, you know, maybe you have somebody who's got a marketing background and they're willing to help you market your business. They might even be able to, you know, barter in some way. It could be a referral, someplace you network that could, you know, you could look at exchanging services or perhaps somebody in your referral network. Just ask people. And also one, I think, underdeveloped market that people don't think about is stay-home moms. Sometimes they're just looking for things to do at home. Not that stay-home moms don't work. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, there are many stay-home moms that I have met that said, you know, I just want something to do while the kids are at school. And not, you know, a lot, but, you know, 1 hour a week sounds real nice to them. So thinking about who, you know, who's maybe even around your neighborhood that could help you out. So those are some additional resources for you. Now, when you're thinking about outsourcing your business, there's some things that you need to do, too, to consider, depending on what you're going to be outsourcing. So I always recommend, number one, having a really clear understanding of what needs to be completed you know, there's some people who say, oh, I need help, I need help, I need help. And when somebody comes and says, I can help you, what do you want me to help you with? I don't know. That is the answer. So you want to make sure that you identify and assess exactly what needs to be done. And that's why I mentioned the first place is really take an inventory of all of your non-revenue generating activities so that you can be crystal clear on what you need to accomplish. You also may want to start an operations manual. So an operations manual simply has maybe all your passwords. So if you have maybe articles you write, things you need posted on the internet or social online sites, and you want someone to do that, then it's a lot easier to have that completed when they know what your passwords are. Which leads me to my second suggestion is to get maybe a couple of bids, at least three bids, three different sources, and make sure that you're outlining the scope of the job that you need done, so that each person that's looking at it can then decide, you know, what are they going to charge for that, what's involved, how much time, any record keeping, how you want it reported out. So you may want to get three bids, and this just makes sense no matter if you're getting printing services, you're getting binders put together, you're putting products together, a website design, whatever you're outsourcing, it's always good to get three bids. You also want to make sure that you define your outcomes. Not only identifying the scope of the project, but then what are you really, you know, when you outline the scope of the project, what is it that you really want to accomplish? And what are those outcomes? What do you want it to look like? You know, are there other, if you're getting, for example, if you're outsourcing your website development, you know, what does it look like? And are there other websites that you've looked at that you like? Provide those as a sample and point those out to your designer. You also want to be very specific with the process. If the vendor that you're using goes over maybe a required time, amount of time, and you define what that process is. So if you've contracted someone to a vendor to help you out with posting your articles or marketing or whatever, and you've outlined a certain number of hours, what's the process you want them to take to notify you that they're at their maximum? Do you want them to move forward? Are you going to approve extra time? Are you not? Are you going to do, you know, so you have to gauge this ahead of time. One of the important lessons to learn is a client that I had many years ago didn't really outline precisely the scope of the project, and ended up, something happened where the web designer shut off access to the website or parts of the website or something of that nature. So, you know, that you don't want that to happen. You want, if your website designer is coming up to the end and they need more money, you want to have that process in place, at least to identify what the process is, so that when they go above the agreed upon terms, they're coming back to you in a way that's constructive and you're not finding out about something, your website not being up because they needed more money to complete what you requested of them. One other resource I want to give everyone is something called, and I think it's extremely valuable to have, especially if you're going to be reviewing bids or contracts, is, you know, I can't say enough about them, but it's prepaid legal. Again, you can go to prepaidlegal.com/hub, H-U-B as in boy, / L-A Minini, M-I-N-I-N-N-I, so L-A-M-I-N-I-N-N-I. And this is a great resource. I think for like $16, $17 a month, you can get access to an attorney that specializes a whole network of attorneys that specialize in different areas. So if you need a contract attorney, you can get it. You can use it for other types of important life events, like having your will done. So it's well worth it, especially if you're going to be having a business and you want to do the right thing, and you can ask an attorney an unlimited amount of questions. Highly, highly recommend this source. And again, if you didn't catch the link, you can get it in the Success Circle site under the Resources Rolodex, because I have it there as well. One of the other things as you're outsourcing you want to do is call on the vendor's references and get referrals from somebody who has personally dealt with their work or can personally refer them or has seen their work. If you're going to be providing passwords to people and access, you really want to make sure that you check this person out. So three past clients that they've had, three work-related references, and call those references. Don't just ask for them, but call them. You also want to manage it. You want to manage your projects that you're outsourcing. And what do I mean by that? Well, if an hour is your limit that you're outsourcing a project, then again, you want to make sure there's communication between you and the vendor when that's up, and you also have that process clarified. Because you also don't want to get billed for extra hours, extra overtime that you didn't approve. And you also want to use your business blueprint, the action plan part of it, to manage your projects. This is a great resource that a lot of entrepreneurs forget about. They do and they forget about it, but it's a great resource for you to manage your projects. So you can either put that on Word or an Excel spreadsheet and use it to manage your projects. So great resource there. You know, outsourcing really does provide a great word of mouth too. So as you work with all these vendors who are going to get to know what you do, something really interesting comes around, because they run into people who might need your services and they become your sales force. Great word of mouth advertising. So I think sometimes when people have limited belief systems or self-limiting belief systems, they're like, oh gee, I can't afford to outsource. You think about that. Really think about that. Maybe it's only half an hour. Maybe it's an hour. Maybe it's certain tasks. You don't have to jump right into it, you know, and outsource everything. But get into a flow of what you're going to be outsourcing. You'll be amazed at how much more productive you can be on those revenue-generating activities, and how much more progress and profit you can generate because you're outsourcing. So you're truly outsourcing for profit. Let's see, I think that those might have been all the questions that we had today. Let me see if I covered them all. I think I did. I also want to let everybody know that Tuesday, June 8th, we have the next Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle high content call, and I just want to remind everyone again that that's at 4:30, so you may want to schedule that on your calendar. Just as a reminder, on that call at 4:30, we are going to cover the 19 secret components to creating mesmerizing marketing. So as you're creating your mesmerizing marketing messages, we're going to cover what you should have to pre-qualify your customers, how to grab your preferred client's attention immediately, get them interested in what you have to offer, what to include in your sales copy pages that targets a person's hardwiring, so it matters how your messages are structured. And we're going to be going through those 19 components on that call. And again, that is on Tuesday, June 8th at 4:30 p.m. We'll make sure that we get the, I think the number, it is, the number and the passcode are already on the Success Circle site. So you have that. I also want to remind everyone that you do have access as part of your Success Circle benefits to the laser coaching. What does that mean? The laser coaching, the next session of laser coaching is a 15-minute call with me. And that is scheduled for also Tuesday, June 8th. And we've got several appointments available. If you wish to take advantage of that, simply email me at info@accelerateassociates.com and we'll get that scheduled. With that, I think I've gone through all of the questions. Just as a reminder, submit them to info@accelerateassociates.com the next time. And our next Q&A call is scheduled for June 22nd, also at 4:30. So feel free to submit your questions. So thank you so much for coming on the call today. I really appreciate it. Apologize for my coughing fits, but thanks for your patience. And we'll see you next time on the High Content Call. And until next time, create a great day, guys. Bye-bye.